In the 2012-2013 school year, Adam Cohen was teaching social studies at South Broward High School.
This particular group of students wanted to have input on some of the changes that were happening at the school level and also at the district level. They felt like there was a little too much testing going on.
And there were changes they wanted to make to the school schedule, but
the school board meetings were held at a time when they were not able to be there.
So they made a proposal to state lawmakers that eventually became SB 134. It would have required every district in the state to hold at least one evening meeting every 3 months. The bill passed the Senate, but died in the Florida House. And in Broward County, at least, meetings still start at 10 a.m.
You know, I understand that school board members have other responsibilities, and many of them do other jobs, but this is a job that they chose to do, and they need to hear from their constituents.
Cohen says he's not convinced that the school board has done enough to invite real feedback.
It's the idea, if you're not there complaining, then everything must be fine. It may not be the case. It's just those people can't be there because of, you know, their obligations.
If any lawmakers want to dust the 2013 bill off and bring it up again, the legislature is still in session. I'm Rowan Moore-Garrity in Miami.